with more rain likely. The Talking Part.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this last day of March 2022, 3/31/22, tomorrow April Fool's Day, 15 minutes past the hour, 58 degrees and cloudy and windy. I can hear the wind whipping and a little bit of rain there during the last hour. As I said, we had some technical difficulties over the last 24 hours due to the internet connection, which was not our fault. I can say things have been our fault in the past, but this was not our fault. We still have some sweeper issues, which we'll try to work on. Sweepers make the top of the hour things kind of run together for the last 3 or 4 seconds of the spot. Trying to figure out why that is going on. We'll try to figure that out hopefully as the day goes on. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 16 minutes past the hour here. Adam's going to join us here again in a second, lots more to talk about. But the case with the Warners, Judge and Julia, or the Will Smith incident the other night at the Oscars, we really had not had a chance to talk about that. If you're out there and listening and can hear us and have anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That is the alternate number. Give us a buzz if you're out there and have anything to say. And I understand a lot of people might have issues tuning in and tuning out this morning because of the technical issues we've had the last 24 hours or so. But we are back on the air. And the top of the hour stuff is playing just with sweepers. So we'll work on that. And the shows you did not get to hear over the air yesterday, the Live at 5 show and the Nate Redmond show, are in the loop, are in the repeat. So you can hear those or go to the website, WWGH1071.com. Again, anybody have anything to say about the case with the Warners or the Academy Awards the other night, 740-751-4038. Or if you just want to say hello, 740-751-4038. Adam Lepp making some coffee. We'll bring him back here in a second. But the other issue I do want to talk about here this morning, which is a local one, is the issue going on with Marion City Schools. And you can't help but hear this one. There was a school board meeting this week, and teachers showed up and talked about abuse that they had received at the hands of students. And some broke down in tears. Now, of course, this ends up on Columbus Media because it's not been a good week for Marion in general in the Columbus Media. The Warners case made it to the Columbus Media. This whole case at Marion City Schools has made it to Columbus Media. It's really a mess. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. Anybody who read that story in the newspaper or who saw it on the Columbus News, it's a tough, tough story. But, again, here's the problem. And I always say this in regard to stories like this. somebody has to turn these stories over to the Columbus media. Now, maybe the Warner's case did not have to be turned over to Columbus media. Maybe they were following that one. I don't know. But this case with Marion City Schools, you know, Columbus media is not paying attention to what's going on at the Marion City School board meetings, to be honest with you. There are board meetings all over Central Ohio in many different schools that they do not attend. I've been to Marion City School board meetings, and the time that I went, the only other outlet that was there was the Marion Star. And half the time, the Marion Star is not able to show up because of staffing issues. So it was interesting to me that this meeting, which has gotten so much play over the last few days, has gotten so much attention. I'm not saying these things didn't happen. I assume they're documented somewhere. I would assume if a teacher was assaulted in a school building, you would report that to your lead, to your principal, and maybe even to the administration office. I think that would be the course of events. That's what I have always found would happen. So how it got to this point, to where in a public meeting, we had people, and the stories were horrible. Teachers afraid to go in the building, and so on and so forth. How this ended up happening at a public meeting, I don't understand. Had these issues not been broached with the superintendent, or the school board, or the principals in these buildings? I don't understand it. And how did anybody know that that was going to happen at that meeting? I understand it was on the agenda, but how did these teachers all get assembled with these horrible stories to show up at this meeting and speak and have it be covered so heavily by the media? Now, I'm just a curious person. I'm just looking for answers. I want the problem fixed, just like everybody else. I don't want any teacher to be upset going into a building. But I will tell you this, it's very, again, curious to me that the school board president resigned from Marion City School Board last week, last Monday, I believe is when the resignation letter came. And then 1 week later, this meeting happens. That is just, well, it's front page news in the Marion Star. It's all over Columbus media. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And it's a very sensitive issue because, again, you don't want teachers going through that. You don't want them to be injured, scared, struck, anything. But how did we get to this point? How did we get to where it's a front page news story? How did we get to where it's in the Columbus media? How did we get to where school board members are resigning? How do we get to these places? You know, this would seem like a problem. Here's the problem. Much like everything else, we're going to take the phone call, then come back to this. Thank goodness for a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. We're talking about the Warners, the Marion Star today. They've got to report Friday to be sent back to prison.
So they're out until Friday.
Until Friday. Now, I didn't give a time that I've seen of, but anyway. But, you know, you're talking about the school system. Well, I know a couple of teachers, and these kids can call them, they do anything. They can't do nothing. I know one resigned because you wasn't allowed to do nothing. And, it, you know, if you don't have any law and order, you don't have nothing. You're talking about that, okay, I think you went to city council one night, and you couldn't believe the shouting, and people wouldn't shut up, and somebody's trying to talk, and they kept butting in and stuff like that. And you think about it. I'm with Adam. Like, I like the way he talks, the way he tells it like it is. You know, Warner's, I don't have nothing personally against him. I voted for him. But, like I've said before, when it's on the other hand, it's a different ballgame then, ain't it?
Well, I think when it comes to the Warners, the difference between how Adam and I approach that story is I feel that one day I would like to talk to Judge Warner. If he's able to talk from prison, some people are. I've interviewed people in prison before. I would like to do that. Or when he's out in 2 years, I would like to do that. I think if I condemn them on the air and I say they're guilty, the punishment wasn't harsh enough, and up the river they go, what chance is he going to come on with me?
Well, I know. I understand that.
Now, if Adam wants to do that, that's fine. Adam can do that. But I doubt he's, and he can say, I don't care. I don't want the Warners on. That's fine. But isn't anybody curious why this judge, this man who had money, privilege, a good job, all he had to do was call 911. Who cares if he was drunk? That would, and right. I'm not even saying he was drunk. He wouldn't have lost his job.
Right. Well, you know, just like both of them people, I know they're good people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not good people. All it takes is one simple mistake that you do, and it happens. But two professional people, when you go to a college, and I don't go to college, you should be smarter than me because you've got more education. That's why you get a better paying job and better this and better that, because you earned it. I could have had the same chance if I wanted to, but if I didn't do it, and people sometimes hold that against you. Go put your time in until you get to there, you know. And look at our presidential candidates, okay, on the debates. Look at Biden and that Harris, how they went after each other on the platform up there. Did they go after each other? And then they all won, forgiven, and they're together now. It's amazing,
well,
ain't it?
Well, that's the thing, and certainly you certainly should never feel that you're not smart enough. You're far smarter than me and a lot of people with a lot of education, but I think it's interesting, and I'm not picking. I hope people don't feel I'm picking on President Trump or Joe Biden or anybody else or Will Smith or any, even Governor DeWine. I mean, he's been on the show. I just don't understand when
no,
we...
Doctor. Oh,
I just don't understand.
You're not that way.
Right, but I just don't understand when we got, I think, all these calling names and all of this grabbing a hold of people and all of this threatening people has led us to a place where it's okay for an actor, and maybe people don't care about acting. I didn't watch the thing. I just saw it on a news clip, that where an actor can walk up on a stage and slap somebody right across the face, go back to his seat, yell expletive words on national television, and not even be escorted out of the building. I mean, where are we in society? Didn't we used to have a thing called manners?
Yeah, okay. Now, there you go again. It depends who you are and your status. Okay, you can be a line someplace, maybe at a risk, and maybe you're 30 people back. The owner sees you, and he knows you personally. And he waves, come on up here, come on up. So you get to go ahead of other people. It's not right. It's happened. And just like on the movie end of it, I could care less about the movie. And I know you like movies and people like it. But so much of it, it's a fake. There's some good actors. They do a good job. But it's a fake. It's like all the flying animals around and this and that. People go crazy about it. You know, If you don't have law and order, when all the riots is going on, and this and that, people know you can't go burn somebody's building down because something happened. That person that owned that building didn't do nothing. And when you went and loot the place and steal to give you a place to go, and nobody does nothing, You know, you got to make a stand someplace. Is the light red? Is the light blue?
That's what worries me, though, is that we are a reflection of, unfortunately, pop culture, politics, what we see on television. And if kids keep seeing this and see no punishment given to people who act this way, then they're going to think it's okay. And you know what? We're looking at the Marion City schools. This story has been all over the newspapers, all over Columbus media. Why is that a Columbus media story?
I don't know.
I don't want the teachers mistreated. I don't want anybody to feel afraid to go to work. But why? I mean, did they go to the principal? Did they go to the superintendent? Why was this all done in such a public way? Because I'll tell you, it doesn't make Marion look very good at all when that's on the public.
And just like you on the radio, Scott, without a doubt, you got a kind heart. You're fair with everybody, and you want to be because of who you are. But you do have to make a stance now and then on things. And people ain't going to agree with you. Some don't disagree, but that's why we're human beings. We've got an opinion, but if you don't have any law, you know, you don't have nothing. You know, I've been in trouble with the police before, but you know what? Most of the time, it was my fault. It wasn't their fault. It was me. But people don't put that on themselves. They blame everybody but me. You know?
I read the story from the one girl who spoke at the meeting the other night, and she was talking about how she was afraid to go in the building. And I can understand, if you were struck, why you'd be afraid to go in the building. But why would you ever let it get to that point? I'm in and out of these school buildings all the time and have been for many years now. I just don't see this. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I don't see it. And I guarantee you, if somebody struck me in a school building, or somebody, you know, spit on me or said something, I would be right down in the principal's office.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if somebody come up and spit in your face, you don't have to do no thinking. You better be striking, because that's a very bad insult, health-wise, everything. And if I get a chance, I'd knock your head off. I would.
Well, and it's interesting, isn't it? That story, and I hope somebody corrects me if I'm wrong, but I think that came out of Taft Elementary. This is an elementary school. Now, in Marion City Schools, elementary school only goes up to fifth grade. So how old are these kids? These kids are what, 11, 12 years old?
Yes.
How can a 12-year-old kid intimidate an adult from coming into a building?
Okay. You work in a grocery store. How many people have you seen in there? A woman with a small child. The child acts up, screams, kicks at her. I've heard them call her name, call them everything in the book. And she ain't allowed to do nothing. Because if she does it, then somebody's going to report her. And that's her child, but he's just screaming at her, kicking, and I've heard them say some nasty things to her mother. You know, and it's a shame.
I agree, but if as an employee, which is what teachers are, if that same child was doing that to me, I wouldn't stand for it. I would go to my boss and I would say, listen, I'm not waiting on that person. I'm not dealing with that person. I feel scared to come into this building. I wouldn't wait for an open school board meeting to do it.
I know. It's just like when you don't have any sense of law and order, you have nothing.
I think you're right.
If we didn't have any police department in this town, people want to do this, try to call them, you're going to call. It's going to help you. You're out here by yourself. You know, it's a shame, but there you go again. What are you going to do? I've had all the incidents when I was in business. And then if I call the police, they come out. Well, where are they at? I said, well, they took off. What should I do? Should I knock them out? Kept them here? No, you can't do that. Okay. What can you do? I mean, and these kids today know how they can push you and call you names and do things to you, and you don't deserve it. But There you go.
You know something? Years ago, I worked in a bank when I was in college, and people came in who were worried about bank robberies. We'd get a seminar once a year on that, and we always had bait in our drawer. I don't know what they do now, but there was always some money in the drawer that if you pulled that money, that would set off the alarm at the police station. And but the people who came in during the seminars said, now, if they are aware of the bait, because a lot of these criminals are, don't ever not give them the money. Give them the money, because you're going to agitate them if you fight with them, and you might get harmed. We can recover the money. We can't recover the body. And that was the philosophy. Now, we had people in the bank who said, well, I'm not giving away the money. When you work for somebody, it's not your money. Now, should you be handing out money just to anybody? No. But if you're robbed at gunpoint, you know, you have to make a decision at some point. And that's what I think about the teachers and people who work in the public. Yes, you're going to have unruly people who do crazy stuff and society's changing. But, you know, I would never dive to stop a shoplifter because that's not my job. You know, there are people in that position to do that. Get the license plate. Try your best to do what you can do to call the police as quickly as you can. Try to catch them before they're leaving the store if they look like they're stealing. But I just don't know that putting yourself in harm's way is the best way to handle that because, you know, in the end, it could result in an injury.
Yes, it's just like all these shootings in houses and stuff. When you go by and shoot somebody's house or their car, that should be like a death sentence. They catch you, you're done. Because you probably didn't even know them people. Look how many little kids get shot in their own house. Like the other night, this was in bed, she got shot. That's a shame the way society is, but that's what we got.
That's what we. Hey, tell Phyllis hello. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I want to make this very clear. I am not putting any blame on the teachers. I guess not being at this meeting, I just don't understand what has happened. I don't understand. Were superiors notified? That's what we got to know first of all. And what did they do? Because the article that I read, it seemed as if the superintendent was not completely aware of all of these issues. And you know what also was strange to me? That the teachers were wearing the same color shirt. Did you notice this? That, and I think it even said it in the article, that they were wearing the same color shirts in solidarity of each other, which no problem. I completely understand that. But clearly, people knew what they were going to do at this public meeting. Now, did they go together to the superintendent's office? I just don't know. I don't know if there was a step missed here, because if all the teachers had gotten together and went to the superintendent's office, I can't imagine that the superintendent, if you told him you were scared to go into the building, would not do something. That's going to look bad on him if he said he didn't do anything. And I don't think anybody said he didn't do anything. And again, it's also the fact that it was sent to the Columbus media. How did they know that that was going to happen? How did they know? Because I find it hard to believe they're going to drive. And did they drive, or was the video sent to them? I don't even know. Does anybody know the answers to these questions? I'm a curious person. Why would the Columbus media drive up to a regular board meeting on discipline for the Marion City Schools? How did they know that this meeting, which brought so much attention, was going to happen? That they would have this great story to play on the news. And in the end, does it change anything? I don't know. I hope it does. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour. I just have never seen a story like this. If it's true, these things are going on. It's awful. But the way it was done, the way it's been handled, I just have to know more. I have to know, were the principals in these buildings notified? There are so many adults in these buildings, custodians, other teachers, principals, people who work in the cafeteria. Were they all oblivious to this? I don't get it. Administration people, you know, a lot of the school board members have kids in the school. Were they not aware? And why is this all happening as this new school board comes in? You know, the new school board just came in January. And all of a sudden, we've got the president of the school board resigning in March, a week before this meeting, and the superintendent said he did not expect this to happen. You know, I don't know. It's odd. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say? 40 minutes past the hour. We can talk about that. We can talk about the incident from the Academy Awards, which certainly we spent a lot of time on, which I think is more of a sociological issue than anything else. And is this where society is now? Or we can talk about the Warners. Well, apparently they're not back in prison yet. Apparently that will take place tomorrow, but did they get preferential treatment? What does this do for the Marion crime system? If you are appealing a guilty verdict now, are you allowed to stay at home? Because are you allowed to say, hey, there was a precedent set with the Warners, I should be able to stay at home? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. Hope you're out there this morning. 740-751-4038. 42 minutes past the hour. All right. Well, it's kind of a different morning this morning as we're coming off some technical issues here at the station, but we are back up and running. Thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for small things. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, does that mean that the longer that the Warners are out of prison, that they're not going and serving their time, that they get that time served or whatever?
No. The Supreme Court denied hearing their appeal earlier this week, so they will start serving their sentence, it's my understanding, tomorrow.
So it'll be day one tomorrow?
I think so. I don't know how much time they spent in prison back in April of last year. They'll probably get those days credited for, but yeah, the sentence will start tomorrow.
Now, did that guy that they had hit or injured, did he die or did he get any injuries or anything?
He was injured. He didn't die, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know about the long-term nature of the injuries. I don't know. I know, thank goodness, he's not, you know, debilitated.
Yeah, but, you know, if that was either me or you and not some high office person like they are, We'd be thrown in jail for, like, you know, years, you know? And he only got 2 years, and then someone said he could get out with good behavior within, like, a few. He won't even serve that 2 years.
Well, you know, I think the thing that this case all came down to was, did they leave the scene of an accident? I think that's been lost somewhere. People are very angry because they left the scene of the accident, but that's really what this case is all about. I mean, they didn't try to hurt this boy. You know, it's not...
Yeah, but still, they hurt him.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not saying that they are in the right here. All I'm saying is the case against them is not murder or attempted murder or even a purposeful assault. They just left the scene of an accident. That's the crime. And I don't know
did
if...
Did they even say why they left the accident?
I believe that, and I'd have to go back in my memory here, but I believe Judge Warner said that his wife was under a lot of stress, and she panicked, and they left.
Well, I mean, everybody would get into stress and panic, but, you know, like, even when, you know, when I hit a car, you know, like, packed into somebody, you know, I didn't want to face the music, but, you know, I had to, you know, I had, if you got insurance, that's what we pay for insurance for.
Right, and that's what the odd thing is here, because had the Warners just stayed, there would have never been anything, certainly, that resulted in prison time.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they did.
I just can't believe it. But the other night when at that Oscars, I heard you talking, I cannot believe, I love Will Smith, he's one of my favorite actors, but and Chris Rock is too, but I could not believe that Will Smith got up during the Oscar while it was going on and walked up and smacked him. But then the other, you know, his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, she's got that disease or whatever she's got, losing her hair. And any man would get up and defend his wife, you know, I mean.
Yeah, but see, this comes back to the point. Is a comedian allowed to make a joke? It's not like, I don't think he was going after her. All he said was, Jada, you'll be ready for G.I. Jane 2. I mean, I don't think he was doing that. I mean, did that really warrant somebody coming on stage and slapping somebody's face?
Well, Will Smith, he does a lot of, I mean, he does a lot of stuff that I wouldn't do, but.
Well, what do you think happened? I mean, why would you do that?
He took it as he was making fun of her. You know, like it. You know, like they're probably going through the stress of her losing her hair and everything, and it just probably hit a soft spot on him.
Well, yeah, but where was security?
I have no idea. That's the first time I ever saw someone get up walk up there on that stage like that.
Well, do you
think security would have got him?
Do you think he should have been allowed to just go back to his seat? And
I would have had security escort him out.
Well, yeah, but they didn't, and I don't understand that.
I don't understand it neither. But if I was running it, I would have told security escort him out of the building.
Now, what do you think Chris Rock should have done?
Well, he handled that the best that he could.
But is that fair to him?
No. And if I was the Oscars, I would do something to make it up to Chris Rock.
What do you make of this story with Marion City Schools? Have you seen this?
No. I just came in when you were talking about the Oscar, about Will Smith and that Warner thing.
Well, I mean, I want to talk a little more about the Will Smith thing, because I think... I mean, is this where society is now? You know, it's illegal to walk up and hit somebody. Chris Rock chose not to file charges, which I think is big on his part. But why is that's I, you know, don't make fun of people, but it's not ever okay to strike somebody. You know, if you don't like what they're saying, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Well, what happened to that?
Yeah, see, like, if me and you were sitting somewhere, and I know you're joking, but, you know, if you say something about, like, if my old lady has an illness or my kid got an illness or something, and you refer to a joke or you joke about it, not, you know, I'm like, well, wait a minute, you catch me in a bad day, you know, I'm going to turn around, because I've done that to a friend and I've gotten their face, but like, well, what do you have? Well, I said, what the hell did you just say? You know?
Yeah, but you don't think Will Smith and Jada got, it's a live telecast of the Oscars. Chris Rock was telling many jokes. He was doing a little bit of a monologue up there. You think they don't understand that he was doing jokes?
Yeah, I understand that, but because Chris Rock is a comedian, but in real life, though, it kind of hits you pretty hard.
How is your NCAA bracket doing?
Well, Duke's still alive, Scott.
Duke is still alive, and I believe that's because of Coach K. And I've got him in I put a post on Facebook the other day that I've picked two of the teams in the Final Four, which is kind of shocking to me because it's been a mess of a year for upsets.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe St. Peter's went as far as they did.
I've got Duke and Kansas in the Final Four. So I have Kansas winning. I do have Duke losing their game, but I'm not sure that they will now. You know, I think they're playing for the coach, and it's very possible that they could win.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, they're going... Who is Duke playing? I don't have it in front of me.
North Carolina.
I don't know if North Carolina can beat Duke. Now, as soon as I say that, of course they will. But but I really don't know if they can. Duke has played, I think, a lot more difficult teams than North Carolina.
I'm going for Duke, though.
So you say
I can't wait for baseball. Yeah.
Duke all the way.
Yep.
Who's going to win on the other side? You think Kansas is going to win?
I think it'll come down to Kansas and Duke.
Kansas and Duke, and Duke takes the win, you think?
That's right. Coach K go out on top.
Well, it's going to be very sad if he loses either one of these two games, because I think that'll be very emotional for the team, because nobody expected him to get this far, and I think it is all because of the coach.
Yep.
So what about baseball?
Are you ready? You ready for baseball?
I am. When's opening day?
The Guardians open, I think, April the 15th, and the Reds open up, I want to say the 13th. I heard it the other day, but don't quote me on it, but I think they open up the same. One opens up one day and one opens up the next.
So the Guardians open up on tax day.
Yep.
Are you used to calling them the Guardians?
No. See, my dad, he's rooted for them for years, so that's why but when I was growing up, I was a big Braves fan, you know. I like, you know, Ron Gant, you know, David Justice, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, John Smoltz, all them guys. I was happy the Braves won the World Series, but, you know, it wasn't the same feel as back in the 90s, you know.
Now, Maddux used to play for the Cubs, did he not?
Yeah, he played for a few years, then he went to the Braves, and then he went to a real team, you know, that, you know, won a World Series there, Scott.
Now, the Cubs won a World Series, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So who's going to be the good team this year? Who's going to be the team to keep an eye on?
The Dodgers.
Why the Dodgers?
They've got five former MVP, World Series MVPs. They got Freddie Freeman. They've got Mookie Betts. They got that Turner. They got, who's that other one they got? And they got a pitching staff, a real good pitching staff. But the Braves has got the same pitching staff, if not better, coming back.
Now you.
So it'll be. Huh?
Now you have kids who go to Marion City Schools, right?
Yeah.
Have you noticed any issues with discipline in the buildings?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what this whole story is about. That's been going on in regard to students treating teachers badly. Do you think this could be going on under your radar?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in, and we'll look for So you're saying the Braves are the team to keep an eye on?
Braves and Dodgers.
We'll keep an eye on. Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Phone lines are open 54 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. 6 minutes left in the program this morning. What an interesting discussion this morning. I still do have Duke and Kansas in the March Madness NCAA brackets. I think Duke does have a chance, but they are playing on real emotion right now with their coach, the legendary Coach K, retiring this season. I don't know. Interesting times. All right. And Kansas always does well. You know, that's almost a foregone conclusion. 740-751-4038. If you've been interested in getting in on any of the topics, please do this morning. Makes it easier on me as I try to deal with the technical problems here at the station we've had the last couple days, which hopefully are working themselves out. 740-751-4038. Do people like, I mean, is that a, when a story gets picked up by Columbus Media, is that a win for people? I just don't know. And I'm not faulting Columbus Media. I mean, a story is a story. But how do they become aware of these stories? You know, it's not like the Marion City school board meeting came across the Associated Press wire. Now, maybe the Warner thing did. I don't know. But is it done to fix the problem? Or is it done to humiliate people? And I don't even know who the people are that are being humiliated. I really don't know. I guess I wish this could have been solved internally. Again, my questions are, were the principals informed? Had it ever come to the school board's attention before? Did the administration know this was going on? I don't know. Somebody's gotten to have an opinion out there. Give me a buzz with about 3 minutes left. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. And again, I just want to make it very clear, because people try to twist your words. If this was going on, it's awful. Nobody should be fearful to go to work. Nobody should be punched, hit, kicked, assaulted at work. Shouldn't happen. Absolutely not. But also, these poor people, these teachers, who don't make a huge amount of money, who do this job, I do think, out of the goodness of their hearts, were put on display the other night. And, you know, it's okay to do it at the school board meeting, but they were put on display in front of all Central Ohio, in the newspaper, on television. Does this do any good? If it fixes the problem, I guess that's good. But I cannot imagine things are happy in the world of Marion City Schools right now. It's unfortunate. When I saw that story, all I thought was, that's so unfortunate for everybody. It's unfortunate for the teachers. It's unfortunate for the students. It's unfortunate for the parents. It's unfortunate for the administrators. That now, you know, when businesses come into a community, they look at the school districts. And that story, the biggest school district in our county, will now be out there. That story will be there. Now, what are businesses going to think about that?
And if it was orchestrated, and I'm not saying it was, and I certainly am not saying the teachers orchestrated it, I don't think that happened at all. But if that was orchestrated to get that on Columbus Media, in the newspaper, well, that'll come out too. 740-751-4038. 1 minute left to go. 59 minutes past the hour. Well, it's been great being back with you this morning. Hopefully the technical problems continue to stay away from this station, and everything continues to run in an orderly manner. We'll try to fix the sweeper problem at the top of the hour. I don't know why those spots are running into each other, but we will work on that problem so it does not continue to happen. But hey, we're back on the air, and that's a good thing. Pastor Whitaker will be on tomorrow morning, 9:10 until 10 a.m. Don't miss that, right here on WWGH Radio. And hopefully I'll be on tomorrow, 8:15 to 9 a.m., if all goes well. But other than that, that's about all I have to say here from WWGH Radio. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout on the last day of March.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody's stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, and teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey